With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iranian President Mehsan Pezeshkian says 14 million Iranians, including himself, have volunteered to sacrifice their lives in the war. That comment just ahead of President Trump's deadline to bomb power stations and bridges in Iran if it doesn't loosen the chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz.
The president warns Iranian leaders that the U.S. military can unleash extensive damage in just a few hours.
The entire country can be taken out in one night.
He's giving Iran a Tuesday deadline of 8 p.m. Eastern.
And after that, they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants.
The president said he was not at all concerned about accusations of war crimes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A leading Tehran university coming under attack.
Mohammad Vesal, a professor of economics at Sharif University, spoke to a team from the Associated Press that had traveled to Iran from abroad to report there. Vesal says the attack disrupted online learning for the university. All students, though, have left campus because of the war.
This morning we had some rockets hitting the information center and the data center of the university. So all web services of the university are down now because of this violent attack on our infrastructure. But this is a purely academic institution, and we are doing just research, teaching.
I'm Charles DeLedesma.
Artemis II astronauts completing their record-breaking trip around the moon. Monday's lunar journey comes after Artemis surpassed Apollo 13's distance record. During the flyby, the crew members were treated to never-before-seen views of the moon's far side by eye, also a solar eclipse. They're now on path back toward Earth with a splashdown set for Friday. This is SRN News. People of the world are asked about homosexuality.
The Pew Research Center poll focuses on the morality of that lifestyle. Nigeria checks in as the country where the largest number of people believe that being gay is not morally acceptable, 96%. Other nations that have similar feelings include Indonesia and Turkey. At the other end of the spectrum is Sweden, where 94% think that homosexuality is morally acceptable. In the U.S., 60% of respondents see no problem with being gay. Michael Harrington reporting.
Britain's worried about the decline of Christianity. New poll from Whitestone Insight shows 52% of British people say they believe the country's ongoing slide away from faith will have a negative impact on future generations. 20% say they think the decline would be good for the country. 60% say Christianity has something to offer to the country. This is SRN News. The ranks of tailors and dressmakers are shrinking in America, even as their skills and services are finding some fresh demand. Bob Agnew explains.
Fashion industry experts say younger shoppers are enlisting tailors and seamstresses more often now to give off-the-rack purchases a custom fit. One veteran tailor in New York says weight loss drugs like Wegovy have more Americans wanting their favorite clothes resized. That comes even as many skilled sewers age out of the workforce. Now the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York has teamed up with Nordstrom to launch a training program to help address the growing labor shortage. Bob Agnew reporting.
Savannah Guthrie returning to the Today Show anchor desk. First time since her mother's disappearance, Guthrie acknowledged that she is a changed person, adding it is very hard to go forward not knowing what happened to her mother. More details at srnnews.com.